Private Patrick O'Brien looked longingly at the beacon fires on land, and his heart went out to those who were fighting for freedom. Without counting the cost, without stopping to reason, he jumped on the taffrail and in a moment was in the water. "Man overboard!" shouted the watch. Splash! Sergeant Tompkins had followed the private. Splash! Lieutenant Bailey had followed the example of his comrades. "Three men overboard!
Lower the boat!"
"They're prisoners! Shoot them!"
"It's too dark to see."
"Lower the boat, then, and a golden sovereign to each of the crew for each of the prisoners taken, alive or dead." Such were the orders of the captain, and never did men work harder to win a reward than did the crew of that boat. For an hour they rowed this way and that among the dashing waves, but not a trace of the three could be found.
"Captain, do you think a man could live in a sea like that?" asked the first lieutenant.
"No." "Then signal for the boat to get back, for the sky's clearing."
"All right, give the signal. I'm sure it's hopeless to save them."
The boat returned and reported that not a trace of the men could be found, and the mate, who was in command, declared that only a whale could live in such a sea. The storm lifted, and the last rays of the setting sun shone on the water, and the Hercules unfurled her sails and pointed her nose once more to the eastward. On the coast, a sandy stretch as far as the eye could reach, broken only by some huge rocks, all seemed peaceful and calm. The waves broke on the shore, bringing in all sorts of drift, and carrying out that which had been washed up by the previous waves. One thing washed up on the shore was too heavy to be taken back by the next wave, and it lay for there a few minutes, a black-looking object which would have been hard to recognize if anyone had been there to see it. Presently, the curious object straightened itself out, and the figure of a man was revealed. The man sat up and looked around.
"Alive, am I? Well, it does seem so, but I thought I was dead."
The waves came up, and the man crawled farther inland to seek safety.
"If I could crawl to that barrel, I could roll some of the water out of me, for I'm full of it."
The half-drowned man was dizzy and faint, but he had a strong love of life, and so, by a tremendous effort of will, he crawled and rested and crawled again until he reached a barrel which he had seen farther up the coast. With almost a despairing effort, he threw himself on the barrel face down and began to seesaw over it, and in a few minutes his stomach was somewhat relieved. He rolled the barrel a little too far one time, and he fell over it on his head.
"Be jabbers, but I'm after wishing you'd learn manners and let a poor creature sleep."
The voice came from the barrel, and the next instant a man crawled from it.
"Pat, how came you here?"
"Sure, and Lieutenant, it's meself as I might be asking that same question."